Welcome, everybody, back to Friar Talk. Today, we're going to be talking about two Padres that are going to be talked about in trade discussions probably throughout the offseason if they don't get traded throughout next season. One guy we've talked about in trade discussions for like 3 years now, and that is Trent Grisham. But the other guy we're also going to talk about is Jake Cronenworth. Just signed an extension, had a really bad year. The Padres have a crowded infield, so we're going to kind of talk about these guys. But I want to get into Grisham first just because I think he's more likely to get traded. We just saw Fernando have a platinum glove in right field. I want to say he had 26 defensive runs saved, which I would be very shocked if that did not lead Major League Baseball. And he was insane. He was insane in right field. There's a lot of question marks. If you remember, Isaac, I saw this video the other day and it made me laugh. But you remember in spring training when he had the ball that he like totally missed? And people were like, wow, this is gonna go so poorly. And everyone was like making fun of him, and then they kind of forgot the fact that like the next play like threw someone out at second. But I don't know, it's just a funny situation. But overall, I mean, Fernando, it seems like they're going to try to move him to center if they trade Grisham. They should do this, and I fully believe that they should move Fernando to center and they should trade Trent Grisham. You can have Soto in left, you can have Soto in right, you can also, if you think Jackson Merrill's ready, you can have Jackson Merrill in the other opposite spot, whether that's this year, next year, where, you know, whenever it is. But he could potentially, you know, be converted to a corner outfielder. So with all that, Trent Grisham has a $5 million salary. He's not good. He is a poor man's Joey Gallo, if we're being honest. And I said this to Isaac, and then we looked up the stats. Joey Gallo has been a lot better than him, and he's just a lot better than him. Like, Trent Grisham is not good. The Trent Grisham experience is over. It's over. So, Isaac, you think it's a no-brainer to trade Trent Grisham away?
I keep yawning, bro. It should be, considering the needs of the Padres right now. I don't really care what they do with Fernando. They could keep him in right. They can throw him in center. I think he'll be good either way. If they keep him in right, just sign a cheap center fielder that can actually hit over in a 700 OPS. The glove, whatever, like, it's fine. Doesn't have to be Trent Grisham level. It's nice to have that kind of glove out there, but the lack of production at the plate has been killer from Trent Grisham. And I mean, this is kind of what you pulled up right now. It's kind of been Trent Grisham's thing the past few years, right? Low batting average, hits the ball hard, doesn't really chase a lot, walks a lot. That's kind of been his thing, but hasn't been helping the Padres as of late. And he had like a nice little stretch in 2023 where we thought, hey, this guy actually might be back, but it's too much inconsistency from Trent Grisham, where he'll have a good 2 week span and then 6 weeks he's just not a good baseball player, and that's just too up and down. It's more down than up. Obviously it's hard to replace somebody with his type of glove in center field, but you got to find a way to get more production at the plate, because that's where the Padres lacked last year. And I mean, having a 7-8-9 of Trent Grisham, Matt Carpenter, whoever the hell else there was, it's just not a recipe for success. So if you're gonna have bad bats in your lineup, you have to make up for it by having some good bats at the bottom of your lineup. And unfortunately, Trent Grisham does not fit that bill. You know, keep in mind, you're stuck with Matt Carpenter. You're stuck with some of these bad contracts that are going to be at the bottom of your lineup, wherever they're going to be. But you have to make up for that with some cheap contracts or some cheap players that can provide some value at the plate. And, you know, Trent Grisham, he's only $5 million this upcoming year, but unfortunately that $5 million can be better used on a starting pitcher, going towards a starting pitcher, or just trading him for a prospect. I don't know what they could trade him for, but he needs, we need money. That's the bottom line, is we need money. And we can't afford to have wasted any money. We can't afford to waste any money. And Trent Grisham, I'm not going to say he's a waste of the money, because gold glove defense is hard to come by. But when you look at his production at the plate, should be pretty easy to replace. And considering we only have two starting pitchers, I think you could find a lot more value out of saving $5 million for a starting pitcher than giving $5 million to a, what, 670 OPS guy?
If that,
yeah,
like if that, I mean, he last couple of years he's had his last year at a 667, but in 22 he had a 625. But He's also got someone's going to talk themselves into trading for him. Like if you're a Padres fan that's like on the fence of like, well, dude, we're not gonna be able to trade Trent Grisham. He's a bad bat. There will be a team that will trade for him. He has one more opportunity with another team in the league, I feel like. And you kind of go, you see this where like everyone always thinks they can fix a guy. And he's a great defender, so you're gonna have that kind of add into it. But there's gonna be a team that's willing to trade for him. I don't really know what they would get back. That's what I'm not sure of. It kind of depends if there's a market. You know, maybe they played a little bit and they're like, hey, well, someone offered us this guy, this prospect. We want this starter from you. You know, you have an excess of them, whatever it is. But I think that you could see that. And also, like you said, Isaac, the biggest thing is the $5 million. So I think that Trent Grisham is probably, if I had to put it at numbers, I'd say 65-35. I think the 65 he will get traded. What would you put it at?
They're around the same. Just because, I mean, we gave him another year. We gave him another chance. We've given him multiple chances. 2021 was not a good year for him, especially the back half. 2022, not a good year for him. So we gave him what we said, hey, one more chance. You got to improve. You got to be a valuable center fielder, a valuable bat at the plate. Didn't come around. And it's the unfortunate truth. It's a bad, harsh reality because honestly, I thought this guy could be a damn good baseball player when he first got to the Padres. But, you know, 3 years in after that 2020 season, we just haven't gotten much out of him. So, you know, the best move is to trade him and hopefully get cheaper production or get similar, not even similar, please dear God, not similar, better production out of center field. And give that money to someone who can pitch, man, because I don't know. I'd rather have a pitcher for that $5 million. And keep in mind, you're not getting a pitcher for $5 million, but it should go towards a pitcher. Save that $5 million, put it towards a pitcher, and go from there. But I don't know if you've talked about Crone that much yet, but I'll talk about Crone. I don't want to see him traded. I'll be completely honest. I love Jake Cronenworth, and what bugs me the most is that he earned this contract as a second baseman. In 2020, he was on pace for a 4 WAR. 2021, he put up a 4 WAR. 2022, 4 WAR. Consistently 4 WAR player, which is a damn good player. One of the best players in baseball. One of the best second basemen in baseball. You paid him for that production. And you moved him to first base knowing that WAR was inevitably going to go down. It was going to. He's not a first baseman. He doesn't provide value at the – he's not a corner bat is what I'm trying to say. He doesn't provide the value at the plate that a corner bat is supposed to provide. Can he provide some decent first base? Yeah, he's a pretty decent first baseman. But he's also a really damn good second baseman. He provides value at the plate as a second baseman, as a middle infielder. He's a damn good baseball player, but you can't put him in a spot where you need guys who can mash. You can't do that. He can't mash. His most is like 22 home runs, 21 home runs, and that was probably the most he's ever going to hit. I hate to say that, but he will not hit that many again, and I hope I'm wrong. But, you know, if you're not going to have him as your second baseman, what is the point of keeping him? Seriously, there's no point. That's, you're diminishing his value. You are wasting a contract. You are wasting money if you're taking him out of a position that he's historically been way more valuable at. So as much as I don't want to trade him, if you're just going to put him at first base again, then what the hell's what's the point? Why? That money, there's better $11 million, $12 million first baseman out there at the plate, especially. So if you're just going to put him back at first, get rid of him because there's no point. There's really no point. He is a second baseman through and through, right? And that's what irritates me the most is that I understand signing at the time. I understood signing Xander Bogaerts. And don't get me wrong. I, too, thought that Jake couldn't be a good first baseman. I thought he could. But I was wrong. And, you know, just like me, the Padres got to be willing to bite the bullet and say, hey, we were wrong. He's not a first baseman. So you have two options. You put him back where he's valuable. He's super valuable. Not even just valuable. He's like one of the best second basemen in baseball type valuable. All-star, actually, twice. you either put him back where he earned those all-star nods and earned that money in those four war seasons, or you put him where he put up, what, a one war, a two war, Will Myers production, Eric Hosmer. Better than Eric Hosmer, but not by much. So, I mean, that's a pretty easy choice to me. If you ask me, there's a definitely easy choice. I want him back at second. But if you're really trying to save money and you really need pitching, offloading him is probably the best move, especially if you're going to stick him at first.
So I agree with all the stuff you're saying about first base. And I think it's interesting because, like, we look at it and, yeah, we were kind of like, we kind of talked ourselves into, like, okay, you have a bunch of good baseball players. Cronenworth, he's gonna bulk up. He's going to be one of the best defensive first basemen. He's going to bulk up. Maybe he'll hit 25 bombs. Yeah, that did not happen. It was not even close. It was an absolute disaster. Side note, and we need to do a full segment on this. If the Padres move Xander Bogaerts to first base, that may be one of the dumbest decisions I've ever seen in sports. Like, considering what just happened this year, that would be one of the craziest things to see. Being like, oh yeah, that worked out really bad when we did that. Let's do it again. Exactly the same, but this time with more money. So yeah, if that happens, we're going to have to talk about that another time. But like, because that's now been rumored. But for Cronenworth, what I think is going to happen, and you know, he has this 7-year, $80 million contract. He has 6 years and he's going to, well, this year he makes 7.8. Then he makes 11. Then he makes 12, 12, 12, 12, 12 until he's 36 years old. So Isaac, you brought up all this stuff about him being valuable at second base. My problem is that his numbers have dropped every single year in his career. And I don't know if he's going to be that valuable anymore. And you guys know I love Jake Cronenworth, but the fact that he signed this deal and after, not this coming up season, the season after that was the end of his arbitration, that was an extremely stupid thing to do. And I get that they're trying to do right by the players. They're trying to be like, hey, you perform for us here, we're going to pay you. That's awesome, but it's burning them right now. So I don't think they're going to be able to trade him. I don't think anyone's going to want to trade for him right now. Just seeing the season he put up, seeing just how it's kind of been bad, and he's owed so much money, and he's probably a second baseman, and if he's not hitting a 750 OPS, that's a serious issue. What I think they do is, we're going to see Manny come back. Manny's not going to play third right away. He's probably going to DH and play a lot of first base. Cronenworth can play second to start the year. If you can get some value back from him, then you can talk about trading him. I think it's too early to talk about trading him. Either way, it's going to get brought up. He's making a lot of money. Not as much this year, but overall he's making a lot of money that was given to him too early. It's good for him. He's a good dude. Like, I'm happy for him personally, but for the Padres, it's not a good deal. So maybe they do that. Maybe they have to eat some of the contract. We'll kind of see how it goes. But I think that's the best bet, is to wait and see with Cronenworth. Where Grisham, no, why would we wait anymore? Like, we know what this is. Like, there's no reason to. So I think Cronenworth is a lot less likely to be traded, but I still think that it's something that they're going to talk about. It's something that they're going to kind of flirt with as, you know, the season goes on. And if he's able to start out at second base, I think that's the best case scenario, because then, like you said, Isaac, then he has a chance to kind of reclaim that, being like, hey, look, he's back playing good second base. He's doing this. Then Manny's back at third, and it's like, okay, now we can make some adjustments and we can fix this team, this roster up a little bit, but we'll see what happens. But overall, that's kind of all my thoughts there. Isaac, any other thoughts overall on these two guys being traded? Maybe anyone else that you're thinking could get moved?
I don't have anyone else off the top of my mind that I think can get moved. Maybe we'll have to go a little more in depth to be able to you know, analyze that. More so prospects. I hate to say it, I am a fan of trading Jackson Merrill. Not being a hater at all. I'm not trying to hate, but I think we can get decent value, and not my favorite number one prospect, but I think he can be a fine player, but I think we can just get more value out of him. No, I got nothing else, man. Trent Grisham should be, you know, we should be saying our goodbyes within the next few months. Bye, Trent Grisham. Jake Cronenworth, you only do it if you absolutely need the money. That's all I got, though. And Shit, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do, man. Need pitching.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it for today. Let us know what your thoughts are on potentially trading Trent Grisham, Jake Cronenworth, Jackson Merrill, now that you brought it up, Isaac. And we can talk about him later on this winter. But, yeah, that's kind of where we're at. So, thank you guys all for listening. And we got a lot of videos out this week, four videos out this week. So, we'll be kind of back posting, I think, a lot more now. Now our schedules are kind of back to normal. And now we're starting to get some news. Free agency's flowing a little bit. So, exciting guys to talk about. We're talking about trading guys, talking about signing different guys. So, it's a fun time. Padres have their manager now. Like, things are kind of settling in and winter meetings are just around the corner as well. So, yeah, I think it's going to do it for today. But thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to you all very, very soon. Have a good night.